The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Primetime Thursday night, the only game on TV.
Without Devontae, other guys just got to step up.
Touchdown run, and it was all Aaron Jones. Quick throw left side, intercepted by Henry Black.
I got rocked, but I heard it was a pretty nice catch.
A huge score and response. Touchdown, Randall Cobb. Second touchdown today for James Conner. Fourth and goal from the one. Incomplete.
Oh, my goodness.
Can they stay undefeated?
Murray throws back. Get the dagger!
What a great story. How special is this game?
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? What they want. Huge win for the Knicks last night. We're going to get to that, but we're going to start with the Thursday night football game. We all knew it was going to be a good one between the Packers and the Cardinals, and it was. Kyler Murray got the ball down three on his own one, moved the Cardinals all the way down the field. They're at least going to get a field goal to tie the game, right? They're guaranteed to at least go to overtime after Kyler drives him down the field. But it was this play, A.J. Green not turning his head around for Rasul Douglas at the interception.
And the thing is, that's Kyler Pesci right there. You get out of line, you get whacked. You know the rules. Come on, A.J. Green. For the Cardinals, right, they had everything to lose going into this game. They were undefeated. The Packers were shorthanded, and it was on a Thursday night. Aaron Rodgers knew no Davante Adams, no Lazard. So what are we going to do? More Jones. Mm-hmm. Keep feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. How about Dylan as well?
Yeah.
That run game, that balance allowed them at the end of the game to squeak out a victory. Now, this is one of those things, right? It's not a playoff game. But trust me, Aaron Rodgers, when he went to bed last night, had an extra shot of scotch.
Yeah, an extra finger on the scotch. Yeah. He always says he had two fingers. Yeah. He had four fingers of scotch after that one.
Anytime you beat Kyler Murray, and anytime you beat the undefeated Cardinals, it's really impressive. Shout out to the Green Bay Packers. That was a big time
one
win.
One thing we know about Aaron Rodgers is he pays attention to what people are saying. And people were saying, without Adams, without Lazard, oh, there's no way they can go into Arizona and beat the undefeated Cardinals. And he did. Last night, he was like, I am the baddest man in the NFL. I am. You can take away some weapons, and I'm still going to beat the undefeated Cardinals.
We got to get Aaron Jones back on the show because I told you it was going to be just like Alvin Kamara. They were going to throw it to him. He was going to run it. That level of versatility. Packers moved the ball when they needed to. Got a big-time victory.
Two words for you, Mr. Rose. Bing bong! Bing bong has become the official rallying cry of the New York Knickerbockers fans, and they had some binging and bonging last night. Now, granted, they were playing the Bulls, and the Bulls haven't really faced the toughest competition, but they were undefeated going into this game.
Yep.
And the Knicks, they felt like they scored enough, and they kind of decided not to score for the last three and a half minutes of the game.
Well, they did still score got the last 3 minutes of the game. And so what I like about this team is that, like, it's built for depth. It's not built for Julius Randle to play the way he played last year. It's not. Tibbs' teams are going to do a lot of isolation, but the way this roster is formed, Julius Randle's going to need to be a spacer and a ball mover sometimes. That's why you notice he was flirting with a triple-double. And Kemba Walker is going to be a guy now, instead of taking like 7 to 8 dribbles to get into a shot.
Yep.
Now with the Knicks, 3 to 5 dribbles to get into a shot. And he's been a lot more effective. And shout to R.J. Barrett. I believe he had 20 points as well.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate the balance and how many players Tibbs is using. You know, anytime you're getting your young guys multiple minutes, I think they play 10 or 11 guys.
Mm-hmm. Every night they do.
And that's great for them. And shout out to Derrick Rose, who's become a fan favorite wherever he goes.
Yep, he absolutely has. He had 12 points last night, and of course he returned to Chicago, and the Chicago fans greeted him as you would expect them to with the love that he deserves. It was huge for Rose last night.
He put on for his city, on for his city. I just, that number 25 is special.
Look at that. Top of the Eastern Conference. Number one seed. Best record in the East. Best record in the East.
So I need to ask you an important question, Jacoby. Lead that up there. I have to ask an important question.
Okay.
Where's the Nets?
Oh, because
you said that they were going to win the conference.
You know what I mean?
Because you promised me that they were going to win the conference.
James Harden's hurt. That's what he told us. James Harden told us he's hurt. He's hurt. James Harden's hurt. That's what happened with the Nets.
Okay, got it.
That's what happened with the Nets. They're not even in the top 10 right now. Well, Knicks fans enjoy being at the top of the Eastern Conference. Something tells me that might just not last.
So we die easy with the Knicks this year?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. They're going to go 81-1. I can't believe they lost to the Magic. They had a chance to go 82-0, and they're going to look back at that one game. Exactly. The Magic are going down in history. We are the one team that stopped the first undefeated season in the history of the National Basketball Association. We had another matchup last night, toe-to-toe. Two stars, Steph Curry and Ja Morant.
Hello.
Just the two of them, remember they played in the play-in game last year, and they went back and forth last night. It was an amazing performance from these two superstars. Eventually, it was Ja Morant and the Grizzlies who pulled away and won the game in the fourth.
And by the way, like, this was a great matchup, and it was great to see Ja go against Dame and then go against Steph.
Mm-hmm.
But also, how the Grizzlies still won this game. Like, they're playing without my guy, irrational confidence guy, Aaron Brooks, right?
Dylan Brooks.
But how about Bane?
Desmond Bane, not a household name. But like, if you're not paying attention, Desmond Bane has been performing in every game.
So he like a young version of an Avery Bradley, right? Fighting through screens, making open threes.
I'm glad you
don't
brought him
say
up.
Nothing. Like, I like to see players like that, you know, start to make a name for themselves. But again, this was about stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Ja Morant. This is about Steph Curry. And I appreciate the fact that even when it seems like the Memphis Grizzlies like don't look like as fluid as they could on offense, they find a way to get timely stops when they need to.
Yep.
And I appreciate that.
Desmond Bane's really contributing. Jaren Jackson Jr. is always consistent. And when they get Dylan Brooks back, they'll be a team that is one of the teams going to outperform their expectations in the Western Conference this year. One team outperforming the expectations by far, the Washington Wizards. Don't look
Nobody
now.
Beats the Wizards.
But the Washington Wizards are 4-1.
Beats the Wizards.
The Washington Wizards got some good wins, and they got a good win yesterday against the Hawks, and it was Bradley Beal showing once again why he is one of the top scorers in the NBA.
Absolutely. He was second in the league in that category last year. We showed and joked him missing his couple of layups that cost a lot of people some money going into the second half of his previous game. But again, like you said, the Washington Wizards, when you bring in a Montrezl Harrell,
mm-hmm.
and you bring in a Kyle Kuzma, and you Spencer Dinwiddie, at their previous locations, they felt underappreciated. That's the classic example of seasoned veterans, young veterans in particular for a couple of those guys. Understanding they go to a new situation, effort is going to be the key. And Washington last year, remember, they just used to blindly score the ball. They just never stopped nobody.
And remember all the COVID problems they had last year, too. And you look at that trade, Westbrook for those pieces from the Lakers, and you watch the game last night, you're like, oh, Kuzma looks pretty good. Oh, hey, Montrez? Oh, he's in double digits? Oh, is that KCP? And like, yeah, Russell Westbrook is a future Hall of Famer and a superstar, but they got back some nice pieces to fill out their roster to complement Beal in his
Absolutely.
Play.
And by the way, they beat Atlanta. But shout to my guy, John the Baptist. You see him yesterday?
Oh, every night.
Oh, my God.
Every single night, John Collins is dunking on you.
He out there more bounce to the out.
Every single night, John Collins is dunking on you. If you're playing Atlanta and you're putting your sneakers on, you're like, I don't want John Collins to dunk on you.
Miles Bridges, John Collins. I need them in a dunk contest this year.
Yes, we need them. And just put a cash prize on it. Just $2 million, whatever it's going to take. Put a cash prize on it. Get these guys in the dunk contest. Jalen Rose, we have not even started discussing the matchups this weekend in the NFL, and there's an opportunity for the Detroit Lions to get...
first win this weekend. They will be hosting the Eagles on Halloween. This is a real opportunity. A real opportunity for the Lions. Will they get a win? We'll break that down and the other matchups in the NFL right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Peloton. Get the original bike at the best price ever.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here, Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
We circled this Sunday on the calendar a month ago. Halloween in Detroit, Motown. They're hosting the Eagles. This is the week, if there ever was a week, for the Lions to get a win and not be the first team to go 0-17, it is this week.
Let's do this.
Yeah, Detroit, get ready.
And here's the thing. Like, I know the Rams got Aaron Donald, and I know they got Jalen Ramsey making big plays. You know what I'm saying? And I know we haven't won a game yet this year.
No.
But you see number 16 right there? Let me tell you something. That's my quarterback.
That's your quarterback?
That's my quarterback in my Terrell Owens voice. And by the way, Swift balling this year.
Yeah.
Swift balling.
Yep. Not winning games, but yeah.
Yeah, he balling. But here's what's going to happen. My guy, Jared Montana. He going to get us a victory this weekend.
So you're calling it.
Yes.
Jared Montana.
Yes. Yes. That's my quarterback.
That's why he wears number 16.
Yes, indeed.
Because he's Jared Montana.
Yes.
And you're predicting a win for the Detroit Lions.
I'm picking Jalen Hurts. Going to have 3 touchdowns.
Running?
You know I always bet him to get a rushing touchdown.
I know.
So he going to get that. And he going to have 2 passes. He going to ball 300-yard passes.
Shootout. Hurts versus Montana shootout.
There you go.
High scoring shootout offensive.
Yes.
Well, here's what I know. This is the week Dan Campbell gets knocked down, bites kneecaps on the way up. This is that week.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
We're going to bite some kneecaps off. We're not just going to bite kneecaps. We're going to tear the kneecap off of the leg. That's what Dan Campbell and the Lions are going to do. Big win for the Lions on Halloween.
But here's a problem for my guy, Jared Montana.
What's up?
Big play. Darius Slay returns. And see, you know, I always watch players who leave the Lions, and Ndamukong Suh, Matthew Stafford, he's one of those guys, and he's an all-pro. So don't be surprised he get a pick 6.
But when we say the Lions are going to win, we mean it's going to be close and they're going to lose at the end. It's going to be a moral victory, right? Like, you understand? When I say win, I mean they're not going to get blown out. They'll be in the game. There'll be some sort of like interception at the end that's tragedy, and they're going to have the game, and they're going to snatch victory.
You see my quarterback throwing it to Jerry Rice.
Let's move on to some actual football teams. Some good football teams. We have a matchup in the NFC South between the Bucs and the Saints. Those are always close games for whatever reason. Tom Brady going into New Orleans. Do the Bucs keep their momentum alive?
I do. And Mike Evans had 3 touchdowns last week. It's good to see him and Godwin back getting their statistics and just really, you know, being productive. But I want to see what happens with our guy, Jameis.
Mm.
You know, anytime you out-duel Aaron Rodgers like he did at the beginning of the season, it'd be nice to book in that thing and beat Tom Brady.
Yeah. I want the training wheels to come off. It seems like Sean Payton is just like, don't turn the ball over, don't turn the ball over, don't turn the ball over. Let Jameis cook. Let Jameis be Jameis.
Well, but here's the thing about being Jameis. He's a gambler.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just closes his eyes and throws it.
He's a gambler. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he like, we're going to dink and dunk. Hey, Jameis, check down.
Check down. You know that he's throwing less balls down the field than Drew Brees did, and Drew Brees wasn't even throwing the ball down the field.
Now, that's a good stat right there, because we talked about after the first week how the opposite was happening.
Exactly.
Even Drew Brees said it.
But also, Alvin Kamara is such a weapon.
Yes.
It seems like every single time they snap the ball, the plan is to get it to Kamara. Whether it's a handing it to him or throwing it to him, they use him so much.
But the sneaky thing that the Bucs are going to have to do as the season progresses is run Leonard Fournette. Like, it's great that Tom Brady at his age still has the level of durability where you can feel like you could throw it 40 times a game and he could have 5 touchdowns every other week, seeming like. But they're going to have to run the football, in particular as the weather starts to change.
Absolutely. And then Sunday night we have the Cowboys against the Vikings. The big question mark around this game is Dak Prescott healthy enough to play? There's reports from practice that he's been participating and he's healthy. Do you think Dak plays in this one?
Dallas Cowboys, don't overthink this one. Don't overthink this one. Take this as a Lions fan. Like, I know about managing franchise players. You know what I'm saying?
You torment them until they retire early, but go ahead.
I'm telling you, sit Dak this weekend.
Oh, he's been playing in practice. CeeDee Lamb says he's ready to go.
Dog, he missed all of last year. Y'all got off to a great start this season. Y'all have high expectations. They got weapons galore offensively. See if you can win this weekend while resting Dak. He limped to the press conference. Just a couple of days ago, you didn't know if he was going to play. That's a calf injury, okay? At some point, that can re-aggravate itself. Allow him to rest. It's my opinion. That's what I believe they should do.
Jalen, I don't like agreeing with you because you're generally wrong about most things. However, I will say this. They're going to win the NFC East. They're going to win the NFC East. So even if you rest Dak now and you take a loss, it's not like there's another team in the division that's going to take that from
Correct.
You. So they're going to win the East, which is one of the reasons that I would say that, again, me and you don't know how healthy he is. But even if he's not 100%, I would not play Dak.
But you know what else I'm looking forward to seeing? Your guy, Adam Thielen, against Diggs. I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's going to be a great matchup. You know what? I'm going to have to bet. I'm going to bet Thielen get a touchdown this
weekend.
You know,
Thielen
gets one every
weekend.
You
know who Thielen's mad at? You know who, when Thielen talks, you know who he talks to his best friend, you know who he complains about? Cooper Kupp. Thielen's like, I'm the little white dude that catches all the touchdowns. Come on, Cooper Kupp, get off my corner. Everyone's celebrating Cooper Kupp. Like, that's my love.
What's up with the love?
You never see Cooper Kupp to the jitty. I just love Adam Thielen because he sent me a box of beef jerky. That was delicious. Big shout out to Adam Thielen. Jalen, Buffalo kids playing against division rival Dolphins. They had a bye week after losing to the Titans on that heartbreaking Monday Night Football game. What do you think about Tua and the Dolphins?
Crazy you brought up Buffalo kids. I literally, when I left this morning, I got this West Side Gun hoodie hanging up in my room. I just stare at it every day. Like, I'm going to wear it. It's cold. How about this? Tua Tagovailoa. I was at the game last week. Had 3 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he had to deal with all week?
Deshaun Watson.
He had to deal with
how many
that
touchdowns
all
week. Does he have to throw?
Right.
What do you want me to do? You throw 5? What do I got to do to stop this?
Right? He had to deal with that. But the Bills off a bye week, I think they find a way to be explosive and have a big game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh Allen plays big. I think Diggs plays big. I feel like Buffalo really starts to emerge as like the best team in the AFC.
And it's also kind of like the Cowboys. There's no one in the division that's going to challenge them.
Right.
Because you know the Jets aren't going to challenge them. You know that the Dolphins aren't going to challenge them. The Patriots are a good team, but they're still figuring themselves out. They don't have the kind of caliber that the Bills have on both sides of the ball.
But the thing is, like, Leslie Frazier, what he's done with that defense, too. Of course, you're going to always talk about the offensive skill position type of thing, but, like, the way they've been able to get stops, I think it's going to be a tough weekend for the Miami Dolphins. And Tua, I think you're going to hear more Deshaun Watson rumors. I wouldn't be surprised if he's moved by the deadline.
I have the Bills as the best team in the AFC. With all the challenges that the Titans and the Ravens and the Chiefs are facing, the Bills and the Mafia and Griselda are the best
team
in the AFC.
All I know is this. Shout Westside. Shout Benny. You know Conway got a song out with Jay-Z and Jada, right?
King Kong rhythm.
Bars!
Jalen.
What up, though?
As we head into the weekend, Halloween is upon us.
This year, Halloween fell on the weekend.
I have a controversial Halloween opinion that I'm going to share with you right after this very brief message. You don't want to miss it. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
give the people time. Give the people what they want.
Big weekend on the ESPN Family of Networks starting Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. ESPN Plus. We have two title fights on a great UFC card, and then Saturday night, Big Ten matchup between two ranked teams. Penn State travels to Columbus to take on Ohio State. That's at 7:30 Saturday night, and then Monday Night Football. Can the Chiefs get back in the win column against the Giants at home? You hope so. That's on ESPN and also ESPN2. You can always hang out and watch a game with the Manning brothers. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. It is Halloween on Sunday, which leads to a Halloween-themed soft move or boss move.
Ooh.
I take the kids trick-or-treating. It'll be nice to be post-COVID where we That's can awesome. Actually sort of go door-to-door safely and responsibly.
Yes.
However, my wife wants me to dress up in a costume as I take my children trick-or-treating. As a parent, an adult, dressing up in costume to take your kids trick-or-treating, soft move or boss move?
I gotta say it's a boss move.
Mm-mm.
I gotta say it's a boss move, man. You're investing in, like, you're a kid, and you're embracing Halloween, and you're showing a little humility and trying to have fun. It's a boss move.
It's only a boss move if it's your part of the theme. Like, you guys all dressed up as the Incredibles, or like fruits and vegetables, and you're in a beautiful alleyway in the West Village. But Jalen, if I have one kid as B-Girl, one kid as Wonder Woman, and one kid as Jason Voorhees, I'm not dressing up.
That's
There's
a good
no
point.
Theme.
That's
There's
a
no
good
theme
point.
To go with. If That's we all point. Dressed up as the Incredibles, or I was the That's Cat in the Hat, point. And they were thing one and thing two, That's then I would point. Do it. But no theme, soft move. Tell my wife I'm not dressing up when we go trick-or-treating.
I'm not mad at parents that dress up, but I want to ask you this. How are you, like, as the host of people trying to come and, like, get candy?
If you're over 5 feet, no candy.
Yeah.
If I think that you might have, like, armpit hair, no candy. You know what I mean? No candy. You can't come up to my nipple and ask for a candy in a deep voice. You know, because also I see the parents, like, the kid comes and grabs one, another kid comes and grabs one. Enjoy Halloween.
Enjoy
Stay
Halloween.
Safe.
Stay safe.
We'll be back on Monday.